This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams.
The next story is posted by LustyLuna1111. From our / erotica, the title of this post is, Don't Just Look. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Don't just look. I was finally home from my vacation and I wondered if my neighbor had missed me. I giggled as I changed in my bedroom, dancing along to the music blasting from my speaker. I walked over to the mirror and took in the sight of myself. I had a white sports bra on and it clung tightly to my heavy tits, squeezing them against my chest. It looked even more obscene because it was a size too small and my hard little nipples strained against the fabric and a shiver ran down my spine as my eyes traveled down my body. I had on some matching spandex workout pants that I hadn't dared to wear outside. I bit my bottom lip and admired the way my puffy pussy strained against the thin material, and as I wiggled my ass to the music, the high-waisted tights tugged the seam in between my smooth-shaved pussy lips. I didn't have any panties on. My socks and sneakers were the most modest aspect of my outfit, and I threw on a thin oversized windbreaker before grabbing my yoga mat and resistance ropes and stepping out of my room. I glanced around the house and disconnected my Bluetooth from my phone, listening for the sounds of anyone else. Everyone had gone to my younger sister's volleyball game and that gave me plenty of time to get in a good session and bump up the stakes in the staring match I had been holding with my hot neighbor for months. I always worked out the exact same day and time and last week I was gone, so I wondered if he would still be out there waiting for me. I glanced at my phone and it read 5:01 p.m. I was a little tardy, and when I stepped out into the warm tropical air and inhaled deeply, my chest heaving in the tight sports bra, the sun hit my body harshly and almost made the white I was wearing glow. Our house was gated with bars covered in overgrown flower bushes and shrubs, so the view to the street was somewhat restricted, and that meant I had a little bit of privacy. There was a flaw in the property since the property line was a constant battle. The only division between our house and the neighbors was a line of trees. I glanced that was as I made my way to my usual yoga spot. My neighbor was sitting out there dragging on a cigarette and some gray basketball shorts and a white tank. It was a pretty hot day, and he had parked himself under the shade of some of the trees, putting him quite close to the tree line. I grinned as he looked my way and nodded at me, barely acknowledging me. Our parents didn't much like each other, so we didn't really speak. He looked really good. His hair was a bit shaggy from being grown out a while, and I wanted to run my hands through it. I had a lot of time to get familiar with him from a distance. We never spoke, but he had just started coming out when I worked out, and sometimes I would catch him stealing glances at me, and once he got up and went inside halfway through my session and I saw a really big tent and his shorts. It was the first time I wore spandex. Usually I worked out in baggy joggers, but that day I felt sexy with my progress, so I decided to show off a bit and he seemed to really enjoy it. Now he could sit through the whole workout and we would go inside at the same time. It aroused me so much to put my shoes on for him that there were few times I didn't rub my little cunt and hope he was tugging his cock for me. His tent had looked big that day I had the pleasure of seeing it, but he was so careful now to wait for me to start going before he got up. I sighed dreamily and grinned to myself as I bent over to spread my mat on the floor. I heard him break into a coughing fit, and I knew he had noticed the way the white spandex stretched over my thick ass and wedged between my ass and pussy, making it clear I wasn't wearing panties. I wondered to myself if the sun made it harder or easier for him to see through my pants. I wondered if he could just see a slit between my thighs or if he could tell how smooth the puffy pussy lips straining against the spandex were. I glanced over at him from between my legs as I stretched deeply, my plump ass up and displayed for him, my body folded so low, and my legs in as tense from the stretch. After a few minutes I stood back up and changed my position so he could see my body from the side, and I stretched my arms, thrusting out my big tits and arching my back so my big booty popped in the position I held for a bit. I glanced over at him and he was openly staring. I think he liked the white very much because usually when I noticed him looking, he would look away. This time he didn't glance up for a long time and I was able to observe his body and his face. He was handsome and his body looked lean and strong. He had a nice set of lips that he licked a few times before his eyes met mine and he nodded at me with a wink. I smiled and blushed a bit. He had never done that before and I felt a little gush between my legs as my pussy reacted to such a small gesture. His eyes wandered my body, and it turned me on so much to be on display to him. I stretched again, this time facing his direction and getting down on the floor, spreading my legs far apart and leaning forward and downward to stretch myself, My tits squeezed tight together and almost pouring out of the thin white sports bra. Was starting to sweat and it was making my bra get more and more sheer. I sat up and my eyes widened. He had just pulled his hand away from his crotch and between his legs I could make out a really big lump. I gasped as I spread my legs further and my spandex slid between my slippery pussy lips. I knew my little cunt was drooling for my hot neighbor, but as my sensitive netherlips sent a shiver up my spine from the tight stretched fabric rubbing against them, I realized just how wet him watching me was making me. Glanced down at my pussy as I kept stretching my legs apart and lightly wiggling my ass so the seam of my pants was grinding on my hard little clit. It was obscene the way my pussy looked now in those creamy spandex. The white fabric was wet and shining and clinging to my smooth little cunt. I looked up and realized he had moved his chair closer to the tree line, probably for a better view. I leaned forward once more, both my creamy pussy and straining tits on display for him. He looked entranced as he leaned back in his chair and grabbed his big hard on. My mouth widened as he gripped it tightly. His shorts strained against his big cock as he gave it two hard jerks and looked me in the eyes, shaking his head. I was so turned on it made me brave. I stood up from where I was stretching and walked over to the tree line. Hey, would you help me stretch a bit? I'm alone or I would ask my sister. I spoke a bit low. My voice seductive as my arousal took over and I became more bold than ever. If your hands aren't too full, I added with a lick of my lips and a glance at his crotch, where his big cock stood proudly in his shorts and made my pussy pulse as it twitched in his shorts. Sure, as long as you don't think anyone will mind me being over. He stood up and walked between the trees, coming out standing less than a foot away from me as he crossed into our property. If I moved even a slight bit, his massive hard-on would be touching me, and I resisted the urge and made my way back to the mat as I replied, "Oh, no one will be back for a couple of hours," I informed him as I got back on the mat and laid down. Soon I would have him touching me and my breathing was getting heavy with anticipation and arousal. I planted my feet on the ground with my knees bent and my body parallel to the ground, spreading my legs apart to make room for him between them. "Come kneel here, between your legs," he asked with a cocky smirk on his face but a slight hesitation as he stood back a bit. "Isn't that where you want to be?" I joked with giggle, making him a bit more comfortable as he grinned down at me and came closer, kneeling between my legs and keeping his eyes on my gaze. I was impressed. My slippery pussy was on display for him and he was being such a gentleman, keeping eye contact with me. That needed to change. I lifted my ass off the ground and tensed my thighs as I held my cunt higher up, drawing his gaze there. A smile crossed my lips as he gasped audibly at the sight of my creamy pussy through the tight white spandex. I knew my wetness and the bright shine of the sun had me completely on display for him, and it made me even more aroused and brave. "You need to come closer and kneel with your thighs half under my ass," I commanded as I watched him obey, but never taking his eyes off my cunt. As he knelt closer to me, I could make out his cock head straining in his shorts and a wet spot was slowly marking the tip. I licked my lips as I realized his cock was drooling precum just from the sight of my naughty pussy on display. I lowered my butt and he gasped as my crack and slit slid down his hard shaft, and I wiggled my hips as I adjusted against him, my pussy pressing tight against his swollen cock and my cream soiling his shorts. I slowly brought one leg up to his shoulder and he watched my cunt the whole time, watching my slick pussy lips spread around his cock as I hooked my right leg over his shoulder. I cleared my throat and he looked up at me and grinned. Getting cocky with his own arousal, he pushed instinctively against my thigh, familiar with the stretch I had modified for our pleasure. A sexy groan of pleasure left his mouth as he pushed my leg and his cock proceeded to grind into my pussy. I let out a moan of pleasure as more of my juices gushed out of me. The contact of his hard-on was so sexy, and his strong arms bulging as he pushed my thigh so far, thrusting his hips a bit and grinding his erect tool on my creamy slit. I asked him to relax the pose in a moany voice. I was so turned on and it was making my pussy really sensitive, and the stretch had wedged my pants so deep into my pussy the seam was almost directly grazing my clit. I looked down at his lap and his shorts were streaked with my juices and I blushed, propping myself up in almost a crunch, my face as close to his as it had ever been. "We should be more careful with your clothes. I'm really, perspiring." I giggled and reached down between us and pulled his shorts over his fat hard cock. I gasped as his shiny pink mushroom head came into the light. His cock was so pretty and big. I moaned and pulled his shorts down aggressively, exposing his cock and gently tugging his heavy balls out of the shorts and realizing he wasn't wearing any briefs. He groaned and grabbed my wrist and pressed my hand into his heavy sack, Look how you left me on your vacation, pretty neighbor. My sack is so full and heavy from missing you. I blushed and pulled my hand away, laying back down and lifting my ass off his thighs just enough to rub my slick crotch along his big shaft. Watching his dick get more and more shiny as I coated it in the juices leaking through my spandex, he was so hard and it felt so naughty, and so damn delicious to rub against his naked cock out in the open. Suddenly he grabbed my hips and pressed them back down on his thighs as he tugged at my other leg, indicating he wanted me to sling it over his other shoulder. I bit my bottom lip and obeyed his gestures as he adjusted his cock between my thick thighs and wedged it between my pussy lips. My spandex were so stretched out and slippery with my need for his hot cock, and I began to moan as he pushed my legs with his shoulders, making my back bend and my ass lift up as he ground the length of his cock along my slit. Sliding his juicy prick up and down, he started to groan and moan a bit. "Fuck, I want to feel this hot hole," he grunted and looked at me with a look I had never seen in my life. Something between hunger and desperation. He grabbed my tight bra by the front and pulled it hard, making my big tits pop out and exposing my hard little nipples to the warm air. "What are you doing?" I cried out, too turned on to sound truly concerned. "Displaying you like the dirty whore you really are," he grunted and stopped grinding on me. Dropping my legs and stretching them apart, he rubbed his long, strong fingers against my swollen pussy. I was so turned on and needy it made me cry out and moan, thrusting my little cunt against his touch. "Look at you, pathetic whore, so desperate to make my cock hard and tease me with your body." He grabbed his cock by the base and smacked it against my pussy. My pants so soaked that they made a wet slapping sound as he whacked my slit repeatedly, reaching for one of my tits and twisting my nipple hard. "Look what you did to my cock, you dirty slut." I'm sorry," I stuttered as I struggled to contain my moans. "I should probably go inside." My head was filled with lust and I just wanted to come so badly. I just wanted to run to my room and finger myself over the edge, crying out and thinking of every second of the last few minutes. I gasped as he reached between my legs and pulled my sticky spandex pants away from my pussy and gripped each side of the seam tightly. I inhaled sharply as I realized what he was going to do, and I was shocked to feel the harsh pull fade quickly as he ripped my spandex apart and exposed my wet cunt. He groaned in appreciation and brought his thumb to my clit, rubbing my hard little nub roughly and shoving one of his fingers into my slippery fuck hole. I moaned loudly and clenched my pussy against his long finger. I was so tight and unfucked that clenching my cunt allowed me to feel every inch of his finger against my tight pussy walls as he slid it in and out of my hole and wiggled it around. "Your pussy is begging for my cock, you little slut." "No," I shook my head in a bit of a panic, becoming afraid that someone might see us or show up, and beginning to fear that he would insert his big engorged prick inside me and change everything between us. He brought his swollen cock head to the hole in my pants and rubbed his fat pink tip along my slit and began grinding it against my little hole, using my slippery juices to spread my lips open around his cock and slide the tip further into my opening. My eyes rolled to the back of my head as he grabbed my hips and forced his fat mushroom tip into my cunt, and I felt the rim of his cock rubbing my insides, and moans erupted from my mouth as he started working more of his big cock into my pussy, making my walls clench and tremble around his hot thick meat. I just wanted to tease him some more today, maybe make him jerk off outside. But instead he was spreading and stretching my little fuck hole in ways it had never been before. He grunted and groaned sexily as he worked his big cock in and out of my raw naked pussy, my juices coating his shaft and dripping all over his balls, making our fucking sound so messy and obscene. "You're so wet for this big cock, you pathetic whore. How long have you been dreaming of this moment, bitch?" he demanded as he gripped my chin and forced me to look him in the face as he fucked my little pussy harder, making my big tits bounce almost painfully from the constraints of the skewed sports bra. "Since I saw how hard I made you," I confessed, barely able to talk as he began ramming me with long, deep strokes. "You're sick," he glared at me and gripped my throat, spitting on my face as he thrust his cock so hard each time he bottomed out his heavy sack slapped hard against my drenched ass. "You're a cock-teasing whore, and you've been teasing me so long. You deserve to be fucked outside where people can see what a filthy girl you really are, so they can hear you moaning so pathetically for this big cock." He grunted and I stared at him wide-eyed as he gripped my throat. I never imagined how wet being spoken to like this would make me. I could feel my orgasm nearing as he constricted my airway and my eyes watered, my head light and my moans barely managing to escape my mouth. I could hardly breathe, but I was gonna come. He slapped me hard and brought my fading gaze back to attention as he shoved the fingers of his free hand into my pussy juice-soaked asshole. He pushed two of his strong digits into my tight ass and groaned as my pussy spasmed around his prick. I cried out, barely audible from being choked as my pussy started gushing and squirting all over his cock and balls. He let go of my throat and gripped on of my tits tightly, sinking his nails into my delicate flesh as I felt his cock start spasming and twitching against my pussy walls. His hot thick cum shooting not my cunt and leaving me wide-eyed and gasping as he filled me with his hot load and kept fingering my ass, pushing me over the edge again in another orgasm, my cunt creaming harder and tightening around his fat prick as I milked his cock with my pathetic needy pussy. I finally got what I had wanted since I saw how big that sexy bulge looked. It felt so good and his cock stayed hard inside my gushing pussy, our mixed juices slowly oozing out from around his base. Fuck, that was hot. He groaned and I felt him flexing his cock in my hole. I hope you understand that I claimed this pussy just now. He pulled his cock out slowly, his thick cock head pulling at my pussy as he withdrew his prick, making me shiver and let out another moan. Now whose pussy is this? He demanded as he smacked his raw pink cock against my overly sensitive clit. Yours, I cried out as he rubbed his cock head against my hard little clit and made my legs spasm as I tried to pull away. Yeah, this is my pussy now and I'm gonna fuck it and fill it whenever I want. He shoved his cock back in my pussy and made me cry out so loudly as he grabbed my hips and stirred my fuck hole with his hard prick. I couldn't believe he was ready for more. I was starving for another load as I looked up at him panting and whimpering like a bitch in heat. Yes, master. He smiled at my words and rewarded me with a long slow thrust deep into my cunt, grabbing my bra from the middle and pulling me up to kiss me deeply as he flexed his cock deep inside me. Good girl.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.